This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little. The Cowboys' very slim playoff hopes, well, they're still active with a 30-14 blowout of the Carolina Panthers yesterday. Cooper Rush, efficient and effective. He threw for three touchdowns.
Turpin in motion from right to left. Snap to Rush, looking left, looking, standing. Now rolling outside the right, scramble drill. Throws it in the end zone. The ball is caught by Jaylen Brooks.
And the defense was awesome, too, forcing four turnovers and sacking Bryce Young six times.
I'm KRLD's Tristan Ryans. After walking out of Sunday's matchup in Carolina with a dub, Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy praised his squad for keeping with it.
I really felt they just stayed the course, through the, it was a quick week, obviously coming off the Monday night game. Had a good week of prep now, but they're doing a great job as a football team. They just keep playing.
On the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Tristan Ryans, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Tragedy overnight in Arlington. Two pedestrians hit and killed by a vehicle. It happened near the intersection of Cooper and Park Row. Responders arrived quickly. Both victims pronounced dead at the scene, though. The driver did remain on site and is cooperating. An investigation underway to determine the cause.
New information, we're told, is going to be shared today on an officer-involved shooting in Arlington that took place last month. We told you about that shooting when it happened right across from AT&T Stadium at a motel on Collins Street, November 27th. Police will be holding a news conference later today to share some of the body cam footage and other information on the current investigation. At the time of the incident, officers found the suspect in a motel room holding a knife on someone. Cops said at the time that the suspect wouldn't drop the weapon, so police fired and killed the suspect. News conference begins today at 1 o'clock at Arlington Police Headquarters. You'll get details coming up on your drive home later this afternoon on the KRLD Afternoon News.
A mayoral wannabe from Carrollton headed to prison. It's a massive voter fraud case.
Zul Muhammad tried to stuff ballot boxes in a big way. In 2020, he was running for mayor of Carrollton. He used false ID to get ballots belonging to more than 80 people, some of whom had already applied for mail-in ballots during the year of COVID. And since parts of Carrollton are in three counties, prosecutor Jesse Davis says he applied for ballots elsewhere besides Denton County.
Our case was Denton County. We know he tried in Dallas County. There's no evidence at all that he tried in Collin County.
Muhammad was caught and pleaded guilty to more than 100 charges. A jury heard the evidence and decided on a 4-year prison term to be followed by 6 more years of probation. From the 24-Hour News Center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
John, a shocking season finale last night on the show Yellowstone.
Oh, yeah, I know
you've recorded it, and you're going to watch it later.
Yeah.
And spoiler alert, if you're going to watch it later, I will tell you, I was shocked at the time travel twist. I did not see that coming on the season finale, but Rip, and again, spoiler alert here, Rip discovers a hidden time machine on the ranch. He travels back to the old Wild West, and then he alters history and becomes a new sheriff, which, sorry, spoiler alert, that's what happens on the Yellowstone.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen
it's
that.
One
yeah.
way to bring back Kevin Costner.
Yeah.
So that was good.
That's awesome. President-elect Donald Trump is reportedly considering privatizing the U.S. Postal Service. The agency has reportedly lost some $9.5 billion in the fiscal year that just ended September 30th due to declining mail volume. Concerns have been raised about the potential impact on e-commerce, particularly for companies like Amazon. The privatization of USPS is seen as a target for federal cost cutting and major reforms by Republican lawmakers and Trump allies. The USPS was established in 1775. It's become a big target for the incoming president's Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE as it's known.
Well, now the 810 Brad Cham Report presented by the Sampac Auto Group and Lon Smith Roofing.
Hi again, everyone. This is today's Dallas Cowboys Report. I'm Brad Cham. The Cowboys went into Charlotte underdogs to the 3-10 Panthers yesterday, but they came home with a dominating 30-14 win. There were headlines for the offense. Cooper Rush threw three touchdown passes. Rico Dowdle rushed for more than 100 yards. C.D. Lamb had a 100-yard receiving day. But this game was won by the defense with four takeaways and six sacks. Veteran cornerback Jordan Lewis caused an interception and had a key sack.
We just had to play our brand of football. No matter whatever happened in the game before, we got to go out there and prepare our butts off and play good and keep fighting, like I said last week. So that's what I feel like we did. We did a really good job making sure that we kept that offense to a limit, and we went out there and do our job.
Lewis sustained an elbow injury, but the hope is it will not sideline him this week. The Cowboys have won 3 of their last 4. That's today's Cowboys Report. I'm Brad Sham.
You can hear the Brad Sham Report every weekday morning at 6:40 and 8:10 here on the KRLD Morning News.
Now, the top 3 things you need to know.
Dallas Cowboys are now 6-8 for the season after beating the Panthers 30-14 Sunday in Charlotte. Next up, the Cowboys welcome the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to AT&T Stadium. That'll be Sunday, 7:20 p.m. Supporters of the CEO shooting suspect Luigi Mangione have amassed, get this, $100,000 for his legal defense fund after being rejected by GoFundMe, the crowdfunding site GiveSendGo. Has stepped up to host the effort. A Texas DPS trooper is in critical condition after he is struck by a car after working a crash overnight. This occurred on the Dallas North Tollway near Keller Springs Road. News new developments overnight as a DPS trooper is said to be in critical condition after he struck by a car as he worked a crash overnight on the Dallas North Tollway. We have seen the images of the car now, and we can confirm that the car was a Mini Cooper. Which, you know, as cars go on Texas highways, not one of the bigger ones. In fact, might be one of the smallest ones. But man, when that's coming at you at 70 miles an hour, it doesn't matter how small it is. It could be a piece of paper and it would still clobber you, knock your lights out, which is what it did to a DPS trooper. It's 8:27.
And a man was killed and a woman fighting for her life. This is after a crash in Arlington this weekend. It happened Saturday night. Victim's wife tells NBC5, Sophia Beausoleil, her husband, Tyler, was helping a friend with his car on the side of the highway.
She says her husband was getting a rope to tow their friend's car. When?
All I see is this bright light, and I hear an engine, and it's just boom.
Arlington police say a BMW SUV crashed into their Yukon. Tyler and the woman he was helping.
He was breathing, so I thought there was hope. I really was so optimistic. I was so optimistic that he was going to make it. I saw the injuries, but I looked past it because he was breathing.
But Tyler died at the hospital.
And when they finally let me see him, I just sat with him. I just kissed him. I just laid my head on his chest.
Bria is also heartbroken for her 10-year-old son, 7, and 2-year-old daughters.
He just loved us. He was such a great daddy. I just hate that my baby's not going to be able to experience him moving on in life.
Absolutely heartbreaking. Sophia Beausoleil with that report. Meanwhile, the woman is still in critical condition. Arlington police say charges are pending.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.